So glad you decided to worship with us here at Crystal River Church of God Online, where we want you to find focus for living. You can also connect with us through Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and make sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel for video messages. Now, an inspiring message from our lead pastor, Ronnie Reed.
Amen. Go with me in the Bibles, if you will, to the book of Genesis, chapter 1. The book of Genesis, chapter 1. As you're turning there, let me remind you, next week is our 10th year anniversary. Amen. It's hard to believe that we've been in this building 10 years. And we've never received, other than our Advancing the Vision that we do, which is every first of the month, if it's not marked, we put it toward our mortgage. But we're going to take a special offering this coming Sunday for our to pay off the mortgage. Pastor, you believe in that enough will come in to pay it off? Sure. Absolutely. All we need is $1.6 million. And it's in this building. It's just in our savings account, our 401ks. But we want you to pray to what God wants you to do. And we're believing for a good thing. Your season has changed. In the book of Genesis chapter 1, I'm going to read one verse, and then we're going to go to Joshua chapter 1 a little bit later. But it says, "Then God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heavens to divide the day from the night. And let them be for signs and seasons and for days and years." I want to zero in on let them be for signs and seasons. How many knows that we go through seasons of life? There are four seasons in a year, and the season doesn't change just because there is a date lineage or lineation on the date that doesn't change then. It changes when that season is through with what it came to accomplish. Now, not all seasons are spring. I love spring season. I love fall seasons. And, you know, in Florida, we've got four seasons. We've got summer. We've got spring. We've got love bug season. And then we've got no see-em season. So we've got four seasons here. They just, but how many knows that those seasons doesn't change because you get tired of the season? The season has to change when it finishes its purpose. And you can't change your season by clicking your heels together three times and saying, "I'm done with this season." The season changes when it's done with you. So whether you want to or not, you're a year older than you were last year. I don't like that season. Some things have changed. Some are glad about it, but some are not so glad about it. But the flip side is, the people who loved last year, you're in a new season this year. And you can never again reap from last year. You have to reap from this year. What you did last year, and here's the good news, what happened to you last year that wasn't good, it doesn't mean that it has to come into this season of your life. And the things that happened good to you last year doesn't mean that you can still live on what happened last year. You got to recognize that your season has changed. You can't live in 2017 any longer. You can never visit that year again. You can look back on memories. You can look at pictures. You might even be able to look at some video, but you'll never be able to live in that year again. God designed it that way. That season has changed. It doesn't matter what you like or what you want. I am 50-something years old, and I wished in my mind I was 32, but I'll never be 32 again unless I get to 132. And I'm believing on that. But in God's design, you can't go back. It's absolutely impossible for you to be what you were. My God, somebody hear me. It is absolutely impossible for you to be what you were. Even if you could get back into them size 29 jeans. You still wouldn't be who you were because times have changed. Things have changed. You're not the same person that you used to be. In God's design, it's impossible to repeat last year again. But if you got ready for your purpose, if you got ready for the next season, then your purpose has changed. And if not, you've got to recognize that God gave some of us a year to get ready for the season that you're in. That God took you through one season to get you ready for the next season. That if you didn't pay attention in your last season, you might not be ready for the new season. Help me, somebody. Not only has the season changed, but your purpose has changed. God gave you some time to get ready. My question is, did you do what you needed to do to get ready? See, if you got ready, your purpose has changed. And if not, then you got to repeat the grade, go back to school, and finish what needs to be finished. Some of you are wanting a new season, but you still haven't learned in this season what you should have learned, so therefore your season has not changed. Because here's point number one is this, that God will not prematurely launch you into your purpose if you're not ready for it. And some of you are wondering, God, I'm ready to do something new. I'm ready for my purpose. But God said, you just thought you was ready. You just tired of the last season, but you didn't learn what you needed to learn in the last season. So I cannot launch you into the new season because you're ill prepared. Can I tell you why? That he will not launch you prematurely into your next season? Because other people are attached to your purpose. Other people are attached to your season, and they are too important for God to launch you when you're not ready to be launched. God, they are too important for you to launch you, and then them lose their purpose and lose their season because of you. Oh, bump your neighbor, say he's talking about you right now. See, too many people are attached to you. God is not going to launch you prematurely just because you want it. Now hear me closely. If you want it, but you're not ready for it, you're still not going to get it. Did you catch that? But I want it. I want it. Shut up. It doesn't matter how bad you want it. Are you ready for it? Oh, I'm ready. No, baby. I didn't say you want it so bad you think you're ready. Are you ready for the next season? Wanting it is not good enough. Are you ready for it? God gives you a season to prepare, but if you don't read the book, you can't have the harvest. Amen. What do you mean? I mean, God's been trying to prepare you. What have you been doing to prepare yourself for the next season of your life? What are you doing? Well, Pastor, I'm going to be a worship leader. Well, how many times have you practiced? Well, Pastor, I'm going to be the next. Listen, I remember when I got promoted at 18 years of age. I was promoted from head stock boy to the assistant manager of a grocery store. I skipped dairy. I skipped produce. I skipped meat. Why? Because I already knew all that. I went in on my day off and learned everything that there was to learn. When the supervisor asked me, what do you need to learn to be able to open or close this store? I said, all I need is a set of keys. He looked at my boss. He goes, are you kidding me? He goes, nope. He has already prepared. He knows everything to do. If you get him a set of keys, he can do what needs to be done. Some of you, God will never give you the keys because you have not done what needs to be done before the opportunity ever gets there. You see, some of you are waiting for the opportunity to get ready, but God says get ready, because if you will get ready, then the opportunity will come. My God, somebody hear me. God gives you that season. If you refuse to work on your marriage, you don't get to have a good marriage. Well, marriage sucks. It does for people who don't work at it. If you refuse to sow, you don't get to reap. Well, I'm going to do it with... No. If you refuse to sow, you don't get to reap. If you don't align yourself with the plan and the promise of God, then, honey, you arrive without a basket to carry anything in. Help me, Jesus. See, even though you came into your due season, even though you came to your due season, you arrived, but you're not ready for it, so therefore you can't have anything. My God, somebody hear me. You didn't go to the workshop and make you one. You didn't go to the blacksmith and forge a sword. What would have happened if David would have went to the front line without his slingshot? And what would have happened if he had had the slingshot but not been practicing while he was on the backside of the pasture? What would have happened? I'll tell you, Goliath would have killed him. And that's the problem with some of you, is you're trying to be in a season you're not ready for, and the season is killing you instead of you killing your season. Hey. You don't go by the brook and pick up 5 stones, then you're not going to have a stone when Goliath comes into your life. The giant is standing in front of you, ready to die, but you did not make a slingshot. You have to understand, good gracious of God, you have to understand the time that you're in. You better understand what time it is. You better understand what time you're in. God has given some of us assignments to fulfill, but we failed to sign up for the class. We put off showing up for duty and signing up for that ministry opportunity. There's a reason for your season. Now hear me. There's a reason for your season, and if you miss the reason, you have to repeat the season. If you miss the season or the reason, you have to repeat the season. You got to ask yourself the question, why am I in the season that I'm in? When I go through a hard season, I'm already looking, Lord, what you need me to learn? Because I don't want to have to repeat this season again. I don't like the season that I'm in. So what do I need to learn now to keep me from having to repeat this season? Are you listening to me? You see, there are things that God has called me into in my 50s that I wasn't ready for in my 20s. But if I didn't learn something in my 20s, then I won't be ready for what God has for me in my 50s. And I will be feeling frustrated. Why? Because I haven't stepped into the season that God has called me into. My Lord, I think I'm gonna sit down and listen for a minute, because this is some good preaching. I can never go back in my life and do what I did when I was 25 or 30 again. I can't. Why? Because my assignment has changed. I'm sorry, or excuse me, I'm not who I used to be. I'm not that guy anymore. Accept it, move on, because there is a purpose why you are in this season. See, the Lord has a timetable, and the Lord has a plan, and it always not lined up with your timetable or your mama's timetable. Well, in my timetable, I was going to wait till I got 35 to get married. When I was 35, I had been married 15 years. That wasn't my timetable. Are you listening to me? You got to recognize that God don't do things on your timetable. God does things on his timetable and his season. But can I tell you that it only takes one blessing to cause you to overflow. It only takes one, my God, it only takes one phone call for you to overflow. It only takes one phone call to change your life. It can only take one phone call. Let me just testify a little bit about Anthony and Amy. Because when I gave them the phone call, he got my message and went to fasting. He said, "Oh God, what is this? Ronnie Reed don't call me. What's going on? I better fast. I don't know what's up with this." And then called me and began to fast the rest of the time. Why? You got to understand, God hadn't had him in a 3-day fast before I ever called him. What are you saying, Pastor? He was looking for the season. And listen, when he didn't know anything, he was youth pastor in Pahokee, Florida. Where's Pahokee? It's worse than Crystal River. No offense, we aren't on air right now. But that's where he's from, is Pahokee. But can I tell you that when nobody else was watching him and his wife, God was watching. Are you listening to me? When nobody else was giving him accolades, when nobody else was saying how great he was, God was watching. And can I tell you, I've never done this in the history, but we didn't take out applications. We didn't take out, when I talked to him, God said, this is the guy. I talked to John. John said, I think he's the guy. Pastor Steve said, I think he's the guy. My wife said, this is the guy. And when my wife said, this is the guy, I had heard from the Lord. Amen. How many know that I'm talking about? Glory to God. You got to recognize. Listen, one phone call can change your life. One new boss, one new account, one new meeting, it can change your life. You don't know what tomorrow holds, so you better get ready so you don't have to get ready. You better stay ready so you ain't got to get ready, because you never know when God's going to step into your situation and step into your season and say, your season has changed. You never know when God's going to do it. Listen to me, church. If it's a new day in 2018. It's a new season for the church. It's a new season in my life. It's a new season for John and Hollis. It's a new season for Amy. It's a new season for Anthony. It's a new season for you. My question is, are you ready for your new season? In Joshua chapter 1. Verse 1, here's what the Bible says. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spoke to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' assistant. Now, what you don't recognize is God spoke to the children of Israel, but the children of Israel got scared of hearing the voice of God. And they said, Lord, don't speak to us any longer. Speak to Moses. And the Lord began to speak to Moses up on the mountain, and Moses would come down and was the mouthpiece of God and would speak to the people what God had said. But bless God, there was something about this young man named Joshua. Second point is that it came to pass. It came to pass that the Lord spoke to Joshua, the son of Nun. It came to pass that God not only talked to Moses, but now he has started talking to Joshua. Everything has a deadline. Things will change. If you can just live a little longer, no one can stop it, because there's some sort of change on the way. I don't care how much you work out. I don't care how much you run. There's some changes coming, baby. Somebody told me, once you get over 50, what don't hurt, don't work. I said, I rebuke it in the name of Jesus. Come on, somebody. But I would rather have, listen, change is coming. And if it's coming, I would rather have some kind of input in the way it's going to change. Did you hear that? I would rather have some input on which way it's going to change, not just sitting there like a bump on a pickle waiting for change to happen. If I align myself with the word, the opportunity is better for the change, for the better, if I'm aligned with the word of God. Everything you're feeling, everything that you're going through, it will come to pass. Don't count on good things lasting. Boy, isn't that encouraging? Yeah, no, I'm not saying amen on that. No, stuff will change. But if you know it will change, then when you get into a bad season, you recognize it's just a season. I don't know when, I don't know where, I don't know how, but it will change also, because this is not my lot in life. As long as I align myself with the word of God, I recognize that this is just a season, and I'm not going to stay in this season longer than I have to. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Listen, you might be holding on so tight to that which is good, you never find that which is great. You might be holding on to something that is so good, but you're not able to find that which is great, because you won't trust God. Don't let your comfort zone keep you from greatness. Woo! God started you out with a slingshot. But God is ready to move you on to the sword. And then he's ready to move you from the sword to the horseman. And from the horseman to the commander. And the commander to the general of the army. See, the Bible says the Lord spoke to Joshua. Joshua, I don't know if you bring that first verse back up, Mike. Because it was said, and the Lord spoke to Joshua, Moses' assistant. You bellyaching about being somebody's assistant, baby. You better be learning what you can. You better be learning what you can. Because everybody in the camp of Israel got their word from the mouth of Moses, the mouth of God from the mouth of Moses. But God spoke to Israel on the mount, and they got scared. But now he's speaking to Joshua. The Lord spoke to Joshua. The skeptics were wrong. They said, all you're doing is carrying his book bag. All you're doing is being the assistant. You're destined for greater things than this, baby. Don't count out the water boy. Don't count out the assistant. Don't count out those that are just helping out right now. Don't count them out, because you don't know what God is doing. Because every time that Moses climbed up the Mount Moriah, every time he climbed up the mountain and he would listen to God, oh, Joshua was over in the corner standing there listening to what God was saying. He was learning how to hear the voice of God. Hey, you see, here's the reality. God can promote who he wants to promote. Against all odds, God promotes you. Hey, good God. God promotes you against all odds. God can promote who he wants. What they don't understand is while that they were shining their armor, he was polishing his soul. He was polishing his skills. Oh, good God. While everybody else was trying to be first, while everybody else was trying to be seen, while everybody was trying to say, look at me, when everybody else was trying to politic and get somewhere, Joshua's saying, I'll just carry the briefcase of the man of God. I'll just be in the same room when God's talking to him, so that way when God starts talking to me, I'll know how the voice of God. Somebody hear me. I don't have to be up front, because my time will come. Good God, somebody hear me. The skeptics can hold you down, but for so long. But if you keep your eye on God, it doesn't matter what they think. God will promote you right in the middle of your skeptics. Verse number 2 says this: Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, you and all this people, to the land which I am given to them, the children of Israel. So point number 3 is this: don't allow loss to lose you. Don't allow the loss of someone or something lose you. There's a time to mourn, but there's a time to get over it. God pointed out the obvious. If you're the assistant of Moses and he dies, you think you would know that. But here's what God says to Moses. Here's what God says to Joshua. My servant Moses is dead. How long are you going to mourn over that failure? Good God, somebody hear me. How long are you going to mourn over that failure? How long are you going to mourn over that bad decision? How long are you going to mourn over that loss? How long are you going to mourn over that job? How long you don't get that person that walked out of your life? How long are you going to mourn over them? I refuse to allow the pain of the past to poison my potential for the future. I'm not going to do it. Everybody in here's got a past. Everybody in here's got some stuff happen. But I refuse to let the pain of the past poison my potential for the future. The fact remains that Moses is dead. That's yesterday. Help me, somebody. The fact of the matter is, you can't go back even if you wanted to. But what you're wanting to go back to doesn't exist. Devil ever get to, those of you who have been delivered? Devil ever start talking to you about going back to what you used to be, what you used to have? You ever notice that the devil never reminds you? When he reminds you of your past party, and he reminds you of the good feelings, he never reminds you of throwing your guts up. He never reminds you of waking up not knowing who you was with or where you was or what you contracted. Somebody better hear me. He never reminds you of the emptiness that you was feeling when everybody else left you. He never reminds you of that. I wish to God that on some of these alcohol commercials, I wish they would show that beautiful girl with the fine figure after she'd been drinking beer for a little while. She done got fat and pudgy and throwing up in the toilet. Somebody better listen to me. The devil never reminds you about that. You got to remember, the devil wants you to go back to what you thought you used to be. You can never live in the glory days again. I thank God for what God did in my past. I thank God for what I had last year. I thank God for 10 years ago when we moved into this building. But I won't trade today for yesterday, because my future is bright, and I know that God has a purpose, and our season has changed. I wish somebody would give him praise in this place. When I came to this church 25 years ago, we had 45 people. I buried a lot of them, but I've only got two or three left. Sandra Brown's one of them is still here. And bless God, I wish that everybody that started with me would still be with me. But as long as God is with me, I'm going to move forward. I'm going to keep moving forward because my season, your season has changed. I get to crying sometimes over people who've left. But if all you do is cry over who's left, you can't celebrate who comes in. Remember this. The closing of one season is the beginning of a new season. And how you left one season is very instrumental of how you enter into a new season. My God, somebody hear me. Arise and go is what God said. You can either sit here and pine over the past, or you can get up and do something about your tomorrow. One step in the right direction brings you closer to the promise. Well, I don't know how to do it. One step. Just take that first step. How do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. There is an appointed season. Quit asking God when and know that it is an appointed season. Unless or until and unless God tells you differently, he hasn't changed his mind. When is it time? God says, I have to make sure that you have discipline. I have to make sure that I'm not promoting you prematurely. I got to make sure that your heart is right, because how many knows that your gift will take you where your character can't keep you? And God's more concerned about your character than he is your promotion. He's more in tune with your character than he is your gift. I know a lot of people who have gifts, but they can't act right. They can't live right. And so therefore they cannot enjoy the blessings of God. So God said, I can teach gifts. Come on, somebody. I can give you a gift, but I got to get you to where you can live right. Good preaching, Pastor. But here's the deal. Delay doesn't mean denial. No. The moment you receive a word from God, your season has changed. You might not have walked in it yet, but the moment you received the word, whew, it changed. Why? Because the word of God changes your season. One word from God will change your season. Listen, I remember when my wife, the Lord told my wife that I was going to marry her. Problem is, he didn't tell me. My wife went back, told her friends, I'm getting married. They go, what? He asked you to marry him this weekend? She said, nope. She went to one of her spiritual parents and said, what do I do? Her spiritual parents said, well, I'll tell you what I would do. If you feel like God has said that, I'd start shopping for a wedding dress. She went wedding dress shopping. Woo! Now listen to me. She didn't tell me that. Thank God. A fool speaketh their whole heart. Everything that God tells you, everybody ain't ready to hear it. My God, somebody write that down so I can make sure I say it in the next service. Everything that God says to you, it is not for everybody else to hear, because some people can't handle where God's taking you. Some people can't handle what God said to you, but it ain't for them, it's for you. The moment you receive that word, when that word goes into you and changes you, that very moment you've been set up for change. Listen. John began to wrestle with this decision 8 months ago, he told me. 8 months ago, he began to wrestle that decision. Well, 8 months ago, he got a word from the Lord that God was done with him. God was through with him in youth ministry at the Crystal River Church of God. So it took him 8 months to get the rest of himself in line. Come on. But the moment he got the word, he began to pray and make sure it was the word of God and begin to get an exit strategy. Are you listening to me? He didn't tell me. Thank God. Why? Why didn't he tell you? Because he wanted to make sure God was talking to him. And because you got to be careful. You tell other people stuff and they'll go, yep, yep, that's God, that's God, that's right, that ain't God. That whatever. And they'll talk you out of what God's been trying to talk you into. Listen, you can't go back. If you receive the word, you can't go back. Because here's the deal. When the seed is planted, the soil embraces that seed. The soil will never be the same again. Once the soil embraces the seed, the soil will never be the same again. Is anybody getting this? How many of us have gotten a word but have forgotten what God Almighty has said to us? If God gives you a word, write it down, because too many of us forget what God has said. And then the devil comes in and says, well, didn't God say? And he messes it up. Write it down when God gives you a word. The delay means a battle is going on and there is a process. He received the word, but the battle went on. Anthony and Amy got a word. And there was a process going on that they didn't even know about. They had no idea that their season was about to change. Or come on, somebody. That they had been going through a war. See, some of you are going through a battle and you don't even know why. It's because your season's about to change and you don't even know it. But you better complete the battle. You need to finish the battle. You got to win the battle. Because if you don't win the battle, you may have to repeat the battle before the season changes. When the battle is over, God can do overnight what it would take you a lifetime to do. Everything can change in a suddenly season. Whew. Joshua chapter 1 verse 4 says, from the wilderness and this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, and out of the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea, toward the going down of the sun shall be your coast. No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave you nor forsake you. Because point number 4 is this. When God does it, it's going to blow your critics' mind. When God does it, it's going to blow your mind and your critics' mind. Well, how did you? Favor. How did you? New season. How did you? I can't explain it. Because see, when God does it, you can't take credit for it. When God does it, you can't say, well, I worked this angle and I worked that angle. When God does, you go, I don't even know. I'm just riding the wave. I didn't create the wave, but I see the wave and I'm riding the wave. And I give God thanks for the wave, but I'm riding the wave. Your season. I look at some of you guys and how you got your wives. Can't nobody explain that. Come on. Thomas, psh, forget about it. Can't nobody explain that. Tillman? Uh-uh. Forget about it. Uh-uh. How'd you get? People ask me, how'd you get your wife? I say, she begged. No! It took God slaying her in the spirit. You know that's bad. When she looking at me going, I don't think so. And God had to, oof, all right, God, shoot. I'm just so glad, God. When God does what he wants to, not only will he give you a future, but he will restore the broken times in your life. God will not allow even the broken times of your life to go to waste. Every time Joshua followed the old man up the mountain, when everybody else was at home and didn't know that he was a prophet in training, when everybody else thought he was just wasting his time. Why do you hang around that old man? Y'all don't know. Y'all don't know. See, God will not allow even the broken times. Listen, as Joshua followed Moses around, he saw things that other people didn't get to see. Because that's what happens when you serve. When you serve, you see things that other people don't get to see. Keep your eye on the water boy. Because their willingness to serve, they are getting into circles that other people are not able to get in. When the time comes to stand before the giant, killing the bear, the lion, is going to be very significant. Point number five is this. The principle of success is in your season. Joshua 1:6-8. Be strong and courageous, because you will lead these people in to inherit the land I swore unto their ancestors to give them. Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. Keep this book of the law always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and have good success. What does getting in the word and prayer have to do with getting my marriage better, or my business better, or getting my more prestige, or getting more money? What does it have to do with it? I want you to catch this next slide. I think it's my next slide. Your spiritual development must precede your success. Because God is more intent on your spiritual development than he is your success. If you put all your time into getting more money, it may turn to greed. Or the love of money, which is the root of all evil. Before he gives you success, he wants to give you the right heart to achieve success. See, some of you can't handle a relationship yet. Because if you did, you'd kill them people. You might kill the dreams they have inside of them. Too many people allow success to fill them with pride. Sometimes the delay is for your spiritual development. Now, I'll give you this story. Come on back. Help me close. When we moved into this church, I mean, man, we did everything supposedly right. We checked everybody's credentials. We checked everybody's references. Everything went right. And I asked God, Pastor Cash, I said, God, why did we have such trouble? I didn't like his answer. Some of you know the answer because I've told it many times. The Lord said, if everything would have went smooth, Ronnie, you would have took credit. But because of all the hell that you went through to get there, you had to give me all the credit. Because all of your efforts failed. And boy, it's hard to get puffed up and full of pride when you know you didn't have much to do with it. When you realize it was the mercy and the grace of God. When people ask you, how did you get out of that situation that killed some people, that ruined other people? How did you get out of it? When you knew it was God, you just have to go, it was all God. I ain't sure. How did you make it out of that relationship and you ain't all dysfunctional and messed up? It was God. How did you come out of addiction? Well, I had some good friends, but mainly it was God. How did you come out? It was God. Some people have been where you're at and didn't make it out. What was the difference? I fell on God, and some, you know, if you fall on the rock, you stand. But if the rock falls on you, you dead. Psalms 133:3 says it's like the dew of Hermon descending upon the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord commanded the blessing, life forevermore. When you realize the source of your success, there is life evermore. The source of my success. You know, people have asked me, in the Church of God, they've asked me a couple of times, Pastor Ronnie, won't you do a success story? Why don't you do a church growth conference? I said, it would be the shortest conference in the history of conferences. Because the only thing I know is that church development is God doing something in me before he ever does it in our church. Can I listen? Listen to me, church. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Surely, goodness and mercy. That's what I desire. Lord, I just want to be in the will of God. Yeah. Come on, stand at your feet today.
Thank you for joining us today. We hope you are blessed by listening to this message and invite you to join us at our Crystal River campus. We meet for service on Sundays at 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. Our midweek service and youth service is on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. We're located at 2180 Northwest 12th Avenue in Crystal River, Florida.